This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Quick programming note, outside of the normal What's On Your Mind hours, we will have talk radio town halls for agriculture tomorrow night. This is the Farm and Ranch town hall. Senator John Hovind will be here to talk about all the different impacts that have been out there as a result of the coronavirus to the farm and ranch community. So we look forward to that conversation tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and then also happening on Wednesday, we'll have Congressman Kelly Armstrong and talking about issues related to oil and coal and wind and ethanol and the old energy sector. That'll be on Wednesday night. So that outside of this program for you. We begin this hour with another hour welcoming your calls, questions, or comments. 271-1100, 258-0550, or text me 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503 for Senator John Hovind, who joins us now. Senator, happy Monday.
Hey, Scott, greetings to you and to your listeners.
Well, I talk a lot about what the new ag package unveiled on Friday means for our producers out here. Before we do that, supposedly something that's taken, in my mind, way longer than it should have, when you've got a successful program like the Paycheck Protection Act that quickly sent a lot of dollars out and was in need of replenishment, has been held up by the Democrats wanting more stuff. I've been hearing most of the weekend there's been back and forth in negotiations, and sounds like they're close. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I was on a conference call yesterday with the president and Mark Meadows, chief of staff, Steve Mnuchin, a number of our Senate Republican colleagues, and it was a good discussion. Essentially, I think we've got a package. We're trying to get the Democrats to agree. As you know, we've been pushing to get this money into the PPP since even before the initial $350 billion was used. So obviously, we're anxious to get it in there. I think we've got a deal. I am hopeful today the actual deal will get out on paper so, you know, we can vote. We were targeting to try to get it done in the Senate today if we could. If not, I hope by tomorrow morning. And then, you know, I just keep the pressure on the House to act. And essentially, it's $310 billion roughly for the PPP. The $250 we're looking for is another $60, really focused on small institutions. And then additional funding for SBA, both the Economic Injury Loan Program, which you've probably heard about, another $50 billion there, and then $10 billion for the SBA Disaster Assistance Program. The other piece is for hospitals, another $75 billion for hospitals, and about $25 billion for testing. And so that's kind of the outline. There's no reason this should be held up. We need to get it done ASAP.
Well, what was the problem? My understanding is that the
Democrats were asking for a whole bunch of other stuff. And the thing is, look, we're willing to address the need, but we haven't even expended the dollars that we included in the CARES Act. So, yes, we need money for the PPP, but in these other areas, we have not expended the dollars. Let's use the dollars, see where the needs arise, and then make a decision about spending more money. Remember, at the end of the day, these are taxpayer dollars, and we have to be mindful of that. So, yes, we want to get through the coronavirus as well as we can. We want to get our economy up and going, but let's not be putting more funds into something before we understand where the need is and we've utilized the funds that we've put forward.
I'm looking at the price of oil right now, down 42%. It's at $10.49, down coming up on $8 today. Lowest price in 34 years. What in the heck are we going to do about that?
Yeah, I'm real concerned. I brought that up to the president and Secretary Mnuchin yesterday because I've been talking to Secretary of Energy Dan Burlett. We need to do more. As you know, we worked in the price war, but there's a lot of Saudi crude that had been sent here beforehand. You're seeing that impact right now, and obviously that's why we've been very concerned about that price war. So that's what you're seeing, you know, in the May future versus the June future. But that price is down because there's so much oil and storage is filling up. And so first, ending the price war is starting to slow down that supply, but it's taking a while to have an impact. So you're seeing the storage fill up, the price is going down, meaning, as you said, we have to do more. A couple things. One, I've got a bill in now to buy oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We need to pass that. And so I'm continuing to work to pass that. Also, the 13-3 loan program, as well as the PPP loan program, it needs to work to help our oil producers, energy companies, and other companies through this stretch while we open the economy back up, because it's about all those workers out there as well as our energy security. So that's very important as well, working on that. And then, as you know, ultimately getting the economy going again and getting demand out there is the real solution. And obviously we've got to figure out how we do that safely, but how we do get people back to work.
Let's talk about some good news here, and that is the announcement on Friday with Sonny Perdue, $19 billion, and chunk of that obviously in similar programs like you've had, I guess, and then some of the food banks taking care of for the, you know, the vast majority of North Dakota producers, the farm and ranch folks. Tell us how exactly this works, what it does for them.
Yeah, you know, as you and I talked about, I'd worked to get both funding and authorization in the CARES Act, $23.5 billion in funding and authorization for livestock to be included. And then we've been working with USDA on a program. That's the $19 billion that was rolled out on Friday. And like I'd been saying all week, I thought we were going to get out last week. We did, but just barely. It was on Friday afternoon. And that was in part because we had to run it by the president, and we did on Friday, Sonny Perdue did, and then I talked to the president on the phone Friday evening as well, and you know, obviously appreciate his support for agriculture, and that's what this is. I mean, particularly our cattle producers, you know that full well, Scott. They have been hit really hard even before COVID-19, and now they're seeing the impacts of COVID-19. And so the livestock piece is very important, but then also for the rest of our farmers as well. Now, this is, you know, again, there's more to do. My quality loss adjustment piece hasn't come through. There's another $14 billion I've gotten that won't hit the account until July. But this is, I think, an important piece to help, you know, all of our producers, our livestock producers, as well as our farmers during this time of the COVID-19 shutdown.
So does this bridge the gap? Is this sort of kind of like what you've been doing for some time, and you got the, you know, the trade deal that disrupted things, you got low prices, and now obviously they have this impact as well. Do you see this as a bridge? Is this going to, you know, just what do you think this accomplishes?
Yeah. So this, exactly, right? So it's kind of like the market facilitation payments. I mean, we funded through my AgriProfs account the same way we did with the market facilitation payments. We're providing it, for example, it's the $5.1 billion for cattle. It'll be so much per head. There's $125,000 limit per individual, $250,000 limit per $125,000 limit per commodity, and then a $250,000 limit per individual or entity. And you're right. Essentially, what we're trying to do, what USDA is trying to do, is figure out where the need is, provide some help. But as with all things, as you said accurately, we'll have to assess and see where we're, you know, getting it done, and where we've got to do more work.
All right, let's go to Candu, North Dakota, for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Candu. What's your question or comment?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I want to thank our governor for being North Dakota smart and trying to balance out this tremendous, difficult situation of the economy and health. I do feel, however, I know of a potential situation that maybe is falling through the cracks. Camden, North Dakota has a treatment facility for drug and alcohol treatment, and it's a very good facility. We're very happy to have it as part of our community. The people inside the facility are, as you can imagine, have many compromised conditions, but the new patients coming in are not being screened with the PCR test to see if they are asymptomatic carriers of the virus. And as we all know, people can carry this virus asymptomatically for up to 10 to 14 days, which, you know, the whole place out there could get infected with one person.
Right. We're on up against the clock here, but I'm guessing, Senator Hovind, you'd probably suggest that one before to do State Health Department, maybe, huh?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Is that's one we should just touch base with the State Health Department, make sure that they're checking into it.
Okay, we'll pass that along. Appreciate the call and the tip. Always do. You see something, say something, as we say. Bob and Dickinson, when we come back, and more. Let's see who's next, John, then Dana, and some text as well for Senator John Hovind. Stay tuned. That when we continue on What's on Your Mind after a short break. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
One thing I'd love to do for you today is put you on a path to a better night's sleep, because if you sleep, everything's better. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is, you know what? MyPillow. It's working for millions, folks. Right now, the plant is pretty much shut down because they're making masks and donating them for free to hospitals, meeting the need. One of those great American stories. But they'll be back soon, and they love to send you a pillow. MyPillow towels, MyPillow sheets, all buy one, get one deals right now. Bunch of them at MyPillow.com under the Radio Listeners tab. Promo code SCOTT for the great deals. Or call 800-506-9028. Joe in Bismarck for Senator John Hovind next at 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Senator, this is Joe. We served on the VSC Foundation Board years back, but I just want to mention to you that the numbers have been a little alarmed. The numbers have been consistently exaggerated since this whole thing has started. You know, New York last week adding 4,000 lives when they really have no connection to this virus whatsoever. And if you look at the NorthDakotaFlu.com, which I think people don't realize because they're not used to tracking the flu, but there was 20 or 31 outbreaks with long-term care center, basic care centers that are just influenza and flu, not necessarily the virus that's going on now. And if you look at the NorthDakotaFlu.com, which I'd encourage people to do, we lose or lost just this period alone 354 people to pneumonia and 21 people to influenza. So when we're doing all these extreme measures and killing our particular economy and what we're doing is shutting everyone down, it seems, you know, over-exaggerated from the beginning all the way until now.
Thoughts on that, Senator?
Well, I think that's why what you see is people wanting to get the economy opened up, you know, as soon as we can. And the key, obviously, is that we do it in a safe way so that people, you know, feel that, you know, that they're not going to create a problem. And I think that's what you've seen from the president's guidelines is he's laid out guidelines so that states can open up in a way that makes sense for them. Remember, it's going to be different in different parts of the country, and I think that's the key. And I, as I've said all along, I think North Dakota is going to be a leader in this effort, that we are going to be data-driven here. The governor's working very hard to do that and, you know, find ways to open up safely, and I do think North Dakota is going to be a leader in that effort.
Cory Booker, one of your colleagues, and some others evidently are proposing a backfill, I guess, for lack of a better term, of the CARES Act, because in their minds it didn't do enough to support taxpayers in a time of need. And so to address it, evidently they're talking about a proposal that would provide Americans over the age of 16 with a $2,000 monthly check for up to 12 months and one that would cancel rent and mortgage payments through the duration of the coronavirus emergency. Sounds like an incentive not to go back to work to me. What I mean, have you been able to fight this off, or is this something that's still a live proposal?
Yeah, I don't see where we would be going forward on that, and obviously I have concerns. I mean, the idea is that we want to, you know, beat this COVID virus like we're talking about, and that as soon as we can, in a safe way, open the economy up and get people back to work and get our economy going. So we need less government intervention, not more.
Texter says, please explain livestock aid. The dates they're using that corresponds to the 85% of the 30 does not make sense. How is loss going to be determined? Lost value in the feedlot or from actual cash sales? What about the people that couldn't sell because packers weren't buying cattle when plants were shut down or just harvesting mostly packer-owned cattle? I really hope...
Yeah, right. And that's exactly why, you know, you see that I have these outreach sessions with producers and commodity groups and all that kind of thing. And I'm going to have to do that again as we work to have USDA, Department of Ag, implement this. Essentially, the framework they've laid out is that price losses that occurred between January 1 to April 15 of this year, producers would be compensated for 85% of that price loss. And then for the second part of the payment would be for losses anticipated from April 15 through the next two quarters. There it would only be a 30% coverage of that loss. So my point is we're going to have to look at that formula, see how it works, talk to our producers, and then particularly for that second part of the year, that's where I'm saying there may be more to do when you're only talking covering about 30% of the loss. And that's why I'm saying some of the funding is being used now, this $19 billion, but there's additional funding that comes into the account in July, and that's where we should better identify the needs, where we've made some progress, where there's more to do, and then address it.
All right, let's see what else we have here. Scott, could you mention this product to Senator Hovind
Maybe these could help for swabs for testing. Ramrods, Ramrodz. I don't know if you're familiar with that particular company, but any North Dakota companies you hear of that are seeing the need there and maybe retooling a little bit to help?
I think there's a number of North Dakota companies that have been, trying to weigh in and help in a variety of ways. I haven't heard anything specifically about, that product, but I know there's a number of companies that have tried to help in some of the PP areas in different areas, as part of the COVID-19 fight.
All right. Let's see what else we have here. Let's go to Bob at Dickinson for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Senator Hovind. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that we really appreciate all your hard work you're doing. We kind of missed you as a governor, but you're on to bigger and better things and really helping North Dakota. And also, if you could tell the president he's doing a fantastic job for us, that'd be great also.
Bob, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I will. And thanks for all that you're doing out there and all the other North Dakotans. I just, I always like to brag up our North Dakotans. It's just solid, common sense, people that I think do a fantastic job. But thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I will certainly pass it along to the president.
Bob, thanks for the call. What are you seeing in the way of gaps? I know the PPP program has worked well, and obviously now to get that back up with more funding will be fantastic. But are the other programs, the SBA programs and the other things, working as well, or are there gaps that need to be fixed?
Yeah, I mean, some are working better than others. Same thing. That's why you have to constantly reassess and put resources into what is working and what is meeting the need. Another example, specific to your question, Scott, is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. That's another SBA program, and that's why we're adding $50 billion to that loan program. That's the one that provides a $10,000 grant up front and then a low-interest loan. That's longer term than the PPP loan program. Also, the SBA Economic Disaster Grant Program. And another thing a lot of people don't realize is for anyone that has an SBA small business loan out there, SBA is making essentially 6 months of their payments to get them through this stretch. So, again, there's a number of these programs that we're working on, but trying to, improve them, make modifications to them as we understand the need better to meet that need, and then funding to the need.
By the way, one last time, we don't have much time for your answer, but one last text here. Theodore Roosevelt Park recently closed, including all hiking trails. I don't understand why. I know that was done in concert with local folks, but one of the reasons was a lack of workforce and also a lack of facilities. So, maybe they could use a couple extra bucks too there to get some.
Yeah, we'll give them any help they ask for, absolutely, yeah. And want to see it open as soon as possible.
Thanks, Senator. Talk to you again soon. Tomorrow night, in fact, Farm and Ranch Town Hall. Bring your questions.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions featuring John Deere and Case Combine, Freightliner International and Peterbilt Semis, lots of grain trailers, John Deere 1770 corn planters, Patriot sprayers, and an excellent selection of construction equipment and more. These April auctions are all timed online-only auctions from Sharon, Bowman, Jamestown, and Steele, North Dakota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end, it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy.
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Dak Diesel. If it's diesel, bring it to Dak Diesel. That's all they do. They love it. And they are really good at it because that's all they do. And CJ and his crew have been doing this for a long time. CJ grew up fixing diesel, so he just knows it backwards and forwards. They're in Bismarck. You can find them right there, Bismarck, but they are servicing diesel trucks from all over, tractors, semis, I mean, you name it, pickups, the works. DakDiesel.com. DakDiesel.com is the website if you want to contact them that way, or just call them up, 701-258-5011. Say, hey, Scott sent me. I hear you're going to fix me up, and they will. Now, that's in Bismarck. If you're in Fargo, Moorhead, or somewhere in the general metropolitan area of the eastern end of the state, and you know of somebody that needs a bagel boost today, we have a Bapa's bagel boost. We took a bunch of bagels over to the Sanford Health.
How'd that go?
Awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Tony Grinberg helped out, deputy mayor for the city of Fargo, and Frank from Bapa's Bagels. The best part of that deal is it's a special unit that's taking care of COVID patients at Sanford. So these are the nurses that need it. So thanks, Brenda. She called in, and boom, we took care of it. So you call Kevin at 271-1100. Or you text me, 367-2054, and let me know who wants a bagel boost from Bapa's. And we will take care of it. And by the way, we, you know, first responders, the healthcare folks, law enforcement, anybody that's just out there for us no matter what, 24-7 at a time like this, this is who we're trying to make sure we take care of. Thanks to Bapa's Bagels, which is the best bagel on earth. Pretty sure. Never had a better one myself. They even have bagel burgers. Did you know them?
Oh, yeah. That, I love Bapa's.
You had me a burger. There you go. You let me know where they want us to go. They're calling Cabaret. Kirsten Basler is here. Kirsten is the superintendent of public instruction for the state of North Dakota. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. You're making me hungry speaking about bagels this morning. I didn't have breakfast.
Yeah, no kidding. I hear you. Well, I know you've been a busy person. I know there's a lot going on in our schools. The governor mentions often, hey, they're open. They're going.
Yeah.
And we did this. So let's start there. How are things going?
Things are going well. And I would have to say North Dakota should be so proud of its teachers, its students, and its families and our educational leaders. So very proud. There were, you know, a week right in the middle there. We've been open since April 1st, and every one of our students, 112,000-plus students, have been learning at the very latest April 1st. And that's pretty unheard of. I know the governor has mentioned that a couple times on his press conferences, but there are some school districts, many school districts and states all over this nation where their kids aren't learning at all, and they haven't haven't been learning since the first part of March, where ours have been in school learning things and being engaged in math and reading and science and curiosity and all sorts of things since at the latest April 1st and some even earlier than that. And when you think about $8.6 million per day going out to our school districts across the state, every day, it's good to know that we're getting that return on investment, so our students are engaged in some ways versus many, many parts of the nation and so many school districts and students that just aren't having any classes and haven't since March.
I hear from parents a lot who are anxious for their kids to get a little bit of normal before the end of the year in that they'd like to see them back at schools, and they largely say it's just not the same. Now, it never was designed to be the same, right? I mean, this isn't something you'd do forever, but it's a way to deliver education at a time. But how different is it?
Well, you know what I think is missing, and that's so true. It isn't the same, and I really think it speaks to the relationships that our teachers have with each of their students and how our teachers cultivate that relationship among students, and whether it be in a classroom or in a high school or a middle school or an elementary school grade level. There's that relationship, and learning is social. We've known that for a long time. You learn from each other, and you learn with each other, and so learning in isolation and with social distancing certainly isn't the same, but I have to say our teachers are heroic in what they're doing. They're making it as close to the same as possible. I believe the opportunity to put all those faces up in little square boxes in a meeting or, a Teams meeting or a Schoology platform, whatever platform our schools are using, helps a lot where you can see the smiles of your students and the students can see the smiles and just kind of the quirkiness of your classmates helps a lot. But it's as close as we can get in this day and age, and they're doing just remarkable things. I have a family cabinet, as you know, and I have a student cabinet. We used to meet quarterly, and I've continued to meet with them now weekly, on a weekly basis, and I've been getting good reports from both our families and our students that they've been happy with distance learning. They're very honest with me. There have been some bumps in the road, and there's been some potholes along the way, but this week has been especially positive. Last week, and I look forward to hearing from again this week, but last week was better. I think everyone appreciated the Easter break that was provided to them, and they got back in the groove again. And so, for all intents and purposes, I would say that things are going well. And again, just can't tell you how proud I am of all of those students and families and teachers out there every day.
I talked earlier about something Dr. Oz said last week on one of the television shows when he talked about reopening schools and talking about just needing to get our mojo back. Let's start with things that are really critical to the nation where we think we might be able to open up without getting into a lot of trouble. I'm paraphrasing him now, but he says schools are a very appetizing opportunity. I saw a nice piece in the Lancet Medical Journal arguing that the opening of schools may only cost us 2-3% in terms of total mortality. And that's what got him in trouble, right? Saying, oh,
yeah.
You're going to open schools because it's only going to kill 2-3%. But I raised the question, I don't know the percentage, you might know better than me as far as what kind of numbers we're talking about. There are kids in the state of North Dakota, and for that matter everywhere, but this is here too, that are safer in school than they are at home, correct?
We certainly, yes, that's the case, and unfortunately it is even the case in North Dakota. We have seen, we've been concerned from the very beginning about the food security. So our child nutrition workers who, just heroes in and of themselves, Google dedicated a page to them last week. They're on the cover of Time magazine. They were immediately thrust into action to make sure that our students were receiving at least breakfast and lunch every day. As we struggle with behavioral health issues, mental health issues, addiction issues that sometimes too many of our adults struggle with, that we do understand that school is the safe place for many of our students. And so our counselors have been working overload. Our principals have been making those calls and those home visits and even those video calls to ensure that we're doing what we can. But you're right. School is the safe place for too many of our students, not just in North Dakota, but across this nation. So we are trying to figure out how we might be able to ensure that while this still, you know, this social distancing is going on, that our students still feel supported. And I know that the majority of our school districts in the state have put their counselors on a rotational basis. So there's a 24-hour telephone number that our students know that they can call at any time and reach out to, whether it be, you know, their school platform or a telephone call, or some other means of connection, whether it be text messaging. So, yes, school is the safe place, but, you know, I'm not really sure that, you know, that getting those students, you know that middle schoolers particularly, they're not known for their social distancing. There's a lot of, you know, rough play, and there's a lot of jostling that goes along, and so I'm not sure that even if we wanted to, that we'd be able to keep those students 6 feet apart that is required, and then they go home, and they share that with their families, and even there's been lots of conversation about rotating parents, or excuse me, rotating students in for half days. But again, the Herculean efforts that would be required in between those sessions to do the sanitizing. But, you know, I think we shouldn't give up. It is appropriate to begin planning for reopening. I'm not sure when reopening is, whether it's later this spring, this summer, or this fall, but replanning for this should be occurring now. And I think that's where our leaders have transitioned into.
So it's, you know, and obviously if it's reopening this spring, it's not going to be for very long, right? Because the school year would be over. But do you agree with the sentiment that if you can do it and have, you know, the health experts say, hey, we're okay, and kind of get to the quote-unquote new normal and things you're watching for and whatnot, that it would be a good thing to do? Is this something you want to happen, to have kids have a little bit of normal or normal back in school before the end of the year?
You know, I think it's something we all long for, and certainly it's something that I really strive for our students, that social emotional. From the very beginning, I've asked our parents and our families to just take care of their students' emotional needs and answer those questions, ask them what they've learned, and that's the priority. I'm actually going to share something that has been circulating on Twitter over the weekend, and I think it sums it up much better than I can, but it's an open letter to parents. It just says, dear parents, don't stress about schoolwork. In September, I will get your children back on track. I am a teacher, and that's my superpower. What I can't fix is social-emotional trauma that prevents the brain from learning. So right now, I just need you to share your calm, share your strengths, and share your laughter with your children. No kids are ahead. No kids are behind. Your children are exactly where they need to be. With love, all the teachers on planet Earth. And I think that's what we really need to focus on right now, is that if parents can just help their children, you know, answer their questions, help them feel secure and safe, and the sooner we can get them back in the classrooms with those teachers that know how to do math, science, and reading. But I also have to say our parents, our family members, have super stepped up to the plate and have done just a tremendous job of helping them set schedules and learn those double-digit multiplication tables. So everyone, every student, every family member out there should know that those students are exactly where they are, and we'll get through this together. And the sooner we can get back to do that, the better off all of us will be, I believe.
So if, you know, Mandan or Watford City or whatever says, you know what, we've got a plan, we're going to go, is that their decision? Do they do that, or do they need is there something under an executive order now or from your office that would close them and they would need to have that waived?
So as it stands now, the executive order of the governor says that school buildings are closed to student access until further notice. And so at that point, it is an executive order that would need to be lifted. And so it is not a local decision. In the middle of March, when this was all first beginning, our school districts asked the governor to make a statewide decision. He used his best judgment based on the data that he had available to them and made that decision first on March 15th. And then, as you know, later that week, when the more test results were coming in on March 19th, he had another press conference that closed them until further notice. And so at this point, he said that if the infection rates have been declining over a significant period of time, but instead, as we know, our infection rates have been rising.
Hold that thought, if you would. Kirsten, we'll come back to finish after the break. More after this, folks.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1 preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers. They are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they've taken extra precautions of all sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. It'll even come right to you. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 0% APR for 84 months, 120-day deferred payments with approved credit. If your vehicle needs service, ask them about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven. We care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, a couple minutes left with Kirsten Baszler, State Superintendent of Education in North Dakota. So we were just talking during the break. You actually know how many students are in different categories of school left, right?
I do. I pulled the numbers this weekend. The team was able to be pretty responsive. I was very pleased that we could have that quick of a turnaround. But about 4% of our students have 4 weeks of school left beginning this week. 66% of our students have 5 weeks left, and 30% of our students have 6 weeks left. So right there in the middle, about 75,000 of our state students have 5 weeks of school left, putting us through the last 2 weeks of April that were included into to adhere to the President Trump's declaration of social isolation or social distancing through April 30th. The majority of our schools would only have 3 weeks of school left, and so I know leaders across the state are wondering whether it would be worth the disruption in families' lives as they're starting to get into a groove, settle into a cadence and some processes within their own homes, if it's worth it to come back for 2 weeks. Others are saying, yes, it's worth it. Our kids can get together. They'll be able to have that closure of a school year, close out middle school, close out their high school as a senior. So there is about 50-50 mix of the calls that we're getting at the department. 50% of the families that we're hearing from say, yes, go for it. About 50% are saying, no, it's just another disruption. We finally got our kids settled into a schedule. So that's the tough leadership calls that we're trying to make.
Just for my two cents, the idea that the closure order is lifted and this is a decision made in local communities would be a big boost. And it probably would prompt more interaction and input parents and whatnot for legislative or educational leaders, rather, the administrators.
Yes.
I'm sure that isn't exactly always a great thing, but I think it'd be, shouldn't this decision be left up to school district by school district once you get past any, health concern?
Well, this is my 32nd year in K-12 education as an educator, and this is the first time that I've seen this this state level of intervention. Granted, this is unprecedented times, and I've never seen a pandemic in my life either. So the majority of our practices, and during my entire K-12 career in education, the majority of the school districts, just like storm days, just like, everything else, school calendars are set by local school boards with their local superintendents and their community. It certainly is the tradition of the way that we do things in North Dakota. And I think that the decision would certainly be different for West Fargo Public School District than it might be for Edmore. Certainly different conditions. And Scott, you've known me for a long time. I believe the best decisions made for children are those made by those adults and those families closest to those children. So I truly believe in local decision making. And so considering, where we're at and on the community spread for some of our school districts, all of those factors, I do know that it's something the governor always keeps all his options on the table until he knows as much data as he can get. And I'm certainly, I believe that option is on the table for him to consider as well.
Texter says, who is the superintendent talking to? The parents and students that I talk to aren't learning like they should be. Parents with 3-4 kids at home are struggling. Teachers are doing their best, but it's not easy on anyone. Frustrates me to hear how great this is working when it really isn't for us. Emotionally, it's very hard on the kids. I know that the superintendent wants distance learning and has pushed for this in the past, but in real life in North Dakota, kids need school. Just my opinion.
I couldn't agree. So here's where we're at. I think fundamentally here's what we learned through this. The relationship and that face-to-face teacher interaction is critically important. And I'm so proud of the fact that our teacher profession has been elevated in having that understanding. So I don't believe distance education will ever, nor should it ever, replace face-to-face relationships of teachers. Who am I talking to get direct to the answer? So I have the family cabinet that I meet with weekly for an hour and a half. It used to be quarterly. But our phone lines actually have gone down a couple times because we are fielding a tremendous amount of calls to the Department of Public Instruction from families, from constituents, from community members sharing their experiences. I have a student cabinet meeting every week as well, where we meet for an hour with our student cabinet members, and those are students from big schools, small schools, medium-sized schools, north, south, east, and west, from third grade age on till freshmen in college that are experiencing all levels. And, of course, I have the administrators and the teachers that I speak to each week as well. So from a multitude of different diverse stakeholders and people that I think I had about 300 emails that I answered over the weekend that I read and answered. So definitely fielding a lot of diverse perspectives. But I do understand and recognize that this isn't going great for everyone. And I hope it does underscore the importance of face-to-face school, the need to have school and a routine where students can learn with their peers, and most importantly with those teachers and nutrition, child nutrition workers, and those bus drivers and all those people that
we'll
care about
stay on this. Thank you so much, Kirsten Baszler. We're out of time, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.